文化课强化训练。上海市区县初三第一学期期末质量抽查试卷精编。英语第三和闸北区初三英语第一学期期末质量抽查试卷。
Part 1 Listening 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. As a grade 9 student, I have to do my homework till very late at night every day. 1. As a grade 9 student, I have to do my homework till very late at night every day.
2. Judy always thinks of those expensive clothes and handbags, so she runs out of money every month. 2. Judy always thinks of those expensive clothes and handbags, so she runs out of money every month.
3. Look, Eddie, your weight seems to rise again. Have you tried my way to keep fit? 3. Look, Eddie, your weight seems to rise again. Have you tried my way to keep fit?
4. My sister had an argument with my parents and me last night. She wanted to move out and live alone. 4. My sister had an argument with my parents and me last night. She wanted to move out and live alone.
5. My grandparents think it's healthy to drink Chinese tea. However, you should not drink too much. 5. My grandparents think it's healthy to drink Chinese tea. However, you should not drink too much.
6. It is said that more and more teenagers and women are smokers now, although they know smoking really kills. 6. It is said that more and more teenagers and women are smokers now, although they know smoking really kills.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. What's the weather like tomorrow?
They say it's going to be wet and windy.
请再听一遍。
What's the weather like tomorrow?
They say it's going to be wet and windy.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 8. Would you like some milk?
No, thanks, but I'd like some pear juice. I like it best.
请再听一遍。
Would you like some milk?
No, thanks, but I'd like some pear juice. I like it best.
Question. What's the girl's favorite drink? 9. When did your brother go to Egypt, Lily?
He went there 2 months ago.
请再听一遍。
When did your brother go to Egypt, Lily?
He went there 2 months ago.
Question. How long has Lily's brother stayed in Egypt?
10. Excuse me, what time is it now?
It's 5:10.
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, what time is it now?
It's 5:10.
Question, what's the time now?
11. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I want to borrow a book called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Sorry, someone has borrowed it.
请再听一遍。
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I want to borrow a book called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Sorry, someone has borrowed it.
Question, where did the dialogue probably take place? 12. I want to do my homework, but there is a big box on my desk. Could you help me get it down, Matt?
Certainly.
Thank you very much.
请再听一遍。
I want to do my homework, but there is a big box on my desk. Could you help me get it down, Matt?
Certainly.
Thank you very much.
Question. Why did the girl thank the boy? Thirteen. Is Tony here, Joyce?
No, he won't come today. He's ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. But who will take charge of the meeting?
Don't worry, Arthur. Millie will come instead of Tony.
请再听一遍。
Is Tony here, Joyce?
No, he won't come today. He's ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. But who will take charge of the meeting?
Don't worry, Arthur. Millie will come instead of Tony.
Question. Who will take charge of the meeting? Fourteen. Shall we go and see Mr. White this weekend, Linda?
All right. Let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go there by bus.
Okay. Let's take a number 95 bus.
请再听一遍。
Shall we go and see Mr. White this weekend, Linda?
All right. Let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go there by bus.
Okay. Let's take a number 95 bus.
Question. How will they go to see Mr. White? Fifteen. I went to IKEA yesterday and bought some pieces of furniture. They were wonderful, but expensive.
What did you buy? How much did you spend?
Well, the sofa cost 1,149 yen. The round table cost 399 yen. And the CD shelf cost 129 yen.
请再听一遍。
I went to IKEA yesterday and bought some pieces of furniture. They were wonderful, but expensive.
What did you buy? How much did you spend?
Well, the sofa cost 1,149 yen. The round table cost 399 yen. And the CD shelf cost 129 yen.
Question. How much did the man spend on his new sofa? Sixteen. How many students are there in your class?
There are 40.
Does every student have his own computer?
No. 90% of us have computers of our own.
请再听一遍。
How many students are there in your class?
There are 40.
Does every student have his own computer?
No. 90% of us have computers of our own.
Question. How many students have their own computers?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
The love virus was one of the most damaging computer viruses the world has ever seen. It was created in Thailand, but it quickly spread all over the world. The virus was sent as an email, and the subject was, I love you. Of course, everyone who received an email that said, I love you, immediately opened it to see who it was from. The virus was also very clever. It could read all the names in a computer's address book, and then it sent new I love you viruses to all these new email addresses. Very soon, computers far away in Europe and the USA were affected by the virus. A young man in Thailand was arrested by the police at last. During the interview, he said that he made the virus because he wanted to attract the attention of a big software company like Microsoft. He hoped to get a high-paying job with one of these companies. Perhaps he believes the old saying, it takes a thief to catch a thief. Unfortunately for this young man, things did not work out that way. He faces a heavy punishment.
请再听一遍。
The love virus was one of the most damaging computer viruses the world has ever seen. It was created in Thailand, but it quickly spread all over the world. The virus was sent as an email, and the subject was, I love you. Of course, everyone who received an email that said, I love you, immediately opened it to see who it was from. The virus was also very clever. It could read all the names in a computer's address book, and then it sent new I love you viruses to all these new email addresses. Very soon, computers far away in Europe and the USA were affected by the virus. A young man in Thailand was arrested by the police at last. During the interview, he said that he made the virus because he wanted to attract the attention of a big software company like Microsoft. He hoped to get a high-paying job with one of these companies. Perhaps he believes the old saying, it takes a thief to catch a thief. Unfortunately for this young man, things did not work out that way. He faces a heavy punishment.
Four, listen to a radio program about the first Olympic Games and complete the following sentences. Good evening. Welcome to History for a Minute. Tonight, we're going to play a game, Know Your Sports. We will describe some sports at the Olympic Games hundreds of years ago. Let's start the game. Number one, you do this sport on your own. It's a very simple sport. Just run as fast as you can. Can you guess the sport? Number two, this sport needs two men. They have to be inside a circle. They cannot go outside the circle. One of them has to throw their partner to the ground to win the competition. What is it? Number three, this sport has a man and some horses. The man sits in a little wooden box, and he has to get the horses to run as quickly as they can. Can you guess it? Number four. This sport is for very strong men. You have to hold a heavy thing like a plate. Then you have to throw this plate as far as you can. Sounds simple? Believe me, it's quite hard. Number five. And now, the last sport. This sport needs two men. The two men have to hit each other with their hands as many times as possible to win the competition. Can you guess what sports they are?
请再听一遍。
Good evening. Welcome to History for a Minute. Tonight, we're going to play a game, Know Your Sports. We will describe some sports at the Olympic Games hundreds of years ago. Let's start the game. Number one. You do this sport on your own. It's a very simple sport. Just run as fast as you can. Can you guess the sport? Number two. This sport needs two men. They have to be inside a circle. They cannot go outside the circle. One of them has to throw their partner to the ground to win the competition. What is it? Number three. This sport has a man and some horses. The man sits in a little wooden box, and he has to get the horses to run as quickly as they can. Can you guess it? Number four. This sport is for very strong men. You have to hold a heavy thing like a plate. Then you have to throw this plate as far as you can. Sounds simple? Believe me, it's quite hard. Number five. And now, the last sport. This sport needs two men. The two men have to hit each other with their hands as many times as possible to win the competition. Can you guess what sports they are?